Hello, welcome to Productive Popcorn Season 2, Episode 3. Today is February 13th, 9:10 p.m. in the Philippines. My name is Irene Chan. I'm a freelance writer and content marketer. The reason why I started Productive Popcorn is because I'm really a big fan of being productive, but at the same time, doing the things that you love, no matter how silly or unproductive they might seem to other people. So, because I see this advice all the time when people say, like, don't watch Netflix, don't binge watch shows when you want to build a business or do something that you're passionate about. Why not do both? So I'm trying to do that both. So on top of running my freelance business, I also watch a ton of shows, not as much as I used to. And also I'm raising two toddlers. They are being homeschooled, not officially right now, but we're trying to have a more regular homeschooling lessons, mostly play. So yeah, like I do a bunch of stuff, but at the same time, I take the time to watch my favorite shows at the end of the day. And today we're actually watching, tonight we're watching The Woman in the Window from Across the Street. It's always hard to get that title. So welcome to the Productive Popcorn Podcast. I also recorded a live stream yesterday. I was supposed to repurpose the live stream as a podcast, but unfortunately, the audio is bad when I try to live stream, because there are times when the internet bandwidth is just like drops and the audio kind of freezes a little bit. So I also tried to record it separately, but for some reason the audio is just like I only recorded the ending part of it. Anyway, so there's still a lot of kinks that I have to iron out in terms of all of my Productive Popcorn show tasks, but I am so glad that, you know, I'm trying to do it regularly this 2022. I feel like my schedule is more stable compared to 2021 when I started freelancing in June last year. So much has changed, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And yeah, you can actually watch the full live stream where I talk more about a bunch of other stuff, about freelance writing and zombies. So today I just wanted to talk about why we love zombies so much. Have you ever stopped and wondered why we are obsessed with the genre? Because currently, if you look at Netflix, there's actually the top two on Netflix, at least in the Philippines, are both zombie series. So the first one is All of Us Are Dead, and the second is Love You As the World Ends. So yeah, I finished already All of Us Are Dead, and at the same time I started watching the first episode of the Love You When the World End As the World Ends. I gotta get the titles right. Love You As the World Ends. So the first one is of course from Korea, so it's another Korean zombie series from Korea, and the other one is Japanese. So I absolutely loved All of Us Are Dead. I'm definitely giving it 5/5 popcorn. I can say for sure that I loved it, and I think it's one of the best TV series, zombie TV series since The Walking Dead. Kingdom is pretty hard to beat, but I just love All of Us Are Dead because I think everyone can relate to that feeling in high school, you know, of like trying to make friends, feeling like you don't belong anywhere. And then I guess it's a very relatable show despite the circumstances, like fighting the undead. And it's also super funny in many ways. I usually don't like the slapstick comedy, but there are some areas in All of Us Are Dead that's just super funny, especially with like interaction between the detective and the other guy. Like their first interaction, the first time that they met, was actually really funny. And there's just also other things that they hit the right comedic tone in different areas. So they really, the makers of All of Us Are Dead, they just hit the right notes when it comes to when to make you cry and when to make you laugh and when to make you angry. So I think they did a great job there. And like every aspect of the show is just top notch. I can't wait for season two because there are a lot of unanswered questions at the end of well, at the season finale. So let me know what you think about All of Us Are Dead. Do you love it? And if you're listening to the podcast, just head over to my YouTube channel so that we can talk more about All of Us Are Dead. And Love You as the World Ends, on the other hand, I feel like it is kind of less overwhelming or underwhelming. It's underwhelming is the right word, I hope. Compared to All of Us Are Dead, at least in the first episode, it's very hard to judge TV series. I always say that it's very hard to judge a TV series by its first episode because most of the TV series that I love, like absolutely love, I start to love them on episode two and three. So I'm gonna give it one more chance, but right now I am loving the woman in the house across the street from the girl in the window. I'm just like looking at it, the title right now in Google, so that I can keep referring to this title. I am absolutely hooked. I love that the episodes are so short. I think we're in episode three, and I know that it's supposed to be like satire, or I'm not sure if I'm it or a parody. It's not entirely a parody. Okay, I gotta get the genre right, but anyway, yeah, it's supposed to be make fun of common tropes of like true crime, and basically it's making fun, and the plot is very, very similar to The Woman in the Window by The Woman in the Window. Why I keep forgetting her name? Amy Adams. Amy Adams and Julianne Moore. And I absolutely loved this. I actually discussed The Woman in the Window in the previous Productive Popcorn episode. And it was not the best thriller, and it was not the best thriller, but I loved it. Like, basically, I love anything that Amy Adams is in. So the plot is like very, very close to that. So I think that's the main plot. But at the same time, it reminds me of The Flight Attendant. For some reason, I guess because there's a flight attendant character. Yeah, but it's like I am hooked. I absolutely want to know more about this world and about this character, Anna. I'm not sure if it's done on purpose, but Kristen Bell's character in The Woman Across the Street in the Window, The Woman in the Window, The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window, character's name is Anna, which is Kristen Bell's character in Frozen. So I'm not sure if like they did that on purpose, but yeah, I absolutely love this TV series, and I'm not sure how many episodes there are. But you know, it's just one of the series that you could binge watch because it plays the next episode, and you just have to watch it. Well, for me, I think my husband and I watched two episodes while the kids were napping, and we would have kept watching if they didn't wake up. So it's definitely something to binge watch on. I want to wait until I give my rating, but right now I'm like giving it a 4/5. Just because it's super exciting and I want to know more. I know like there's something else going on besides her, you know, seeming like going crazy. There she's drinking problems, but yeah. Okay, so those are the things that I'm watching right now on Netflix. I'm not watching anything. Oh, we just watched Cars because we discovered so we moved to a new house and we had tons of toys in storage for a very long time. And we finally got it out and we have like a bunch of Tomica toys, and some of the cars are actually from the Cars movie. So we have Lightning McQueen and we have Mater. So we thought we'd watch it with the kids for the first time so that they can know where the toys are coming from. So we absolutely loved it as well. So those are the things that I've watched this week. Now on to the productive part of the show. My productivity tip this week is, I guess, one of the things is, first, it's very critical to have a brainstorming by yourself, brainstorming session by yourself. So why do you have to brainstorm by yourself? So I was actually telling my sister like a few weeks ago that I said, I did like a brainstorming session for my goals for 2022. And she was like, who did you brainstorm with? I said, myself. And she was laughing. She said, I didn't know that was possible. But like I brainstorm all the time by myself, especially if you're a writer. For me, brainstorming happens like most of the time, especially when I'm trying to figure out things around work. So when I'm creating sales funnels, like I brainstorm and with myself. I also now use the window. I've discovered that there are markers that you can use directly to the glass window, and you can use the glass window as a whiteboard. I absolutely love that. So I've used that to brainstorm some new ideas for that could help me kind of scale my freelance writing business. So I absolutely loved it. Now, if you are also trying to brainstorm, be more productive because you want to be more productive with your brainstorming sessions, I have a few tips for you. So this is an article actually that I wrote for staplesconnect.com. So you can just go to staplesconnect.com and search for Irene Chen and you will find my articles there. I'm also a Wiser expert, so I will link everything in the show note so that you can learn more about the article and about me as well. So basically the first thing that you need to do in order to have a productive brainstorming session is set a goal for your brainstorming session. Are you brainstorming for new blog posts for the next few months, or are you brainstorming for ways to get more sales? So make sure that you have a clear idea of what you want to accomplish at the end of the session. And also let your team know about the goal before the brainstorming call. And so I'm talking in two frameworks right now. So you can brainstorm by yourself, but if you have a team and you have a business goal that needs the input of other teammates, this structure also works well. So before the call, just make sure that each team member had the time to brainstorm by themselves. If possible, ask them to list all of the ideas in a Google Docs or in Notion so that you will actually just have to look at all the initial ideas during the brainstorming call. Because if you ask people to like produce ideas on the spot, most of the time the ideas will be half-baked. So make sure to have that solo brainstorming session and ask them to write it out. So if you're brainstorming by yourself, it's critical that you write everything, especially even if you think that the ideas are not good, just write everything down and judge the ideas later. So if you are brainstorming with other people, set the call for 30 minutes. Why 30 minutes? It creates a sense of urgency and helps your team to make decisions fast. So yeah, and basically in the call, the thing that you're going to do is prioritize the ideas, like how easy it is to implement, the potential return from implementing the idea, how it will help you with your long-term goal. So those are the things that you will be talking about in the brainstorming sessions. And if the 30 minutes is actually not enough, that's totally okay. You can extend it, and you can even have another brainstorming session if you think that the 30 minutes isn't enough. So, and as always, end with action items. Make sure to turn your insights into action items. If the goal was to come up with ideas to make more sales, what are the next steps? So make sure to assign an owner and a deadline. So those are my five tips for a productive brainstorming session. And yeah, for more discussions of All of Us Are Dead, you can go to my YouTube channel or go directly to my website, itsirenechan.com, if you want to know more about my freelance writing and content marketing services. So thank you so much for listening. This is the end of Productive Popcorn's this week's episode. Enjoy your weekend or the rest of your weekend, and happy binge watching.